Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
God does not show people things for fun. And I like you to take that seriously. God doesn't show us things for fun. So when you have a dream, it is not for the fun of having a dream. Yesterday you slept and saw a coffin right in the middle of your sitting room. And then you woke up, the next day you slept, you saw the coffin again right in the middle of your sitting room, or this time in your bedroom. And then you are just smiling. God needs you to take action. That's why he's showing it to you. It's not everybody that sees. But if God brings it to you, he has confidence that you will do something about it. That's why he's seeing it. When something wants to happen to a family, every member of that family don't see it. But one or two persons will see it ahead of time. Why is God bringing it to that one or two person? Because he has confidence that this person has the spiritual capacity to handle this thing. But many times Christians have become very docile with the things of God. So when he shows it to you, you just need to know that this thing is not for fun. Amen. Matthew chapter 16 verse 13 to 19. The topic under consideration is transforming revelation. Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," it was talking about the revelation. So revelation is a rock, revelation is a base, revelation is a foundation. I said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against any revelation that is rooted in God." Amen. The gate of hell shall not prevail against any revelation that is rooted in God. If God said it, no Satan, no formation of demons can stop it. Except it didn't come from God. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus saw a woman who was bent over 13 years. And told the woman, "Thou art loose." Laid his hands on the woman and she straightened up. And the guys there got angry and said, "There are 6 days to walk, not on the Sabbath day." Jesus said, "Ought not this daughter of Abraham to have been set free?" He said it, even the law of the Sabbath wasn't going to stop it. I like verse 19. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven." You see, when you have a revelation about a thing, then you have authority to bind. You know the spirit behind the problem. I've said to us before that everywhere you see a gathering, you are going to see three things: people, problems, and devils. Everywhere you see a gathering, you are going to see three things. You see people, you see problems, you see devils. So it takes revelation to know what to deal with for time. Because when you see a people, you are going to see problems. And everywhere you see a problem, there is a devil behind it. So every gathering is made up of people, problems, and devil. And everywhere you see people, you are going to see problems. And everywhere you meet with problems, I'm sure that there is a devil behind the problem. And Jesus said, based on the revelation that you have, "I have given unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." So revelation hands you the key. He said, "Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, it is possible as a Christian to live all your life based on environmental revelations. Yeah, I'm going to mention a few type of revelation. It is possible as a Christian to live all your life on the earth based on environmental revelations. What you see, when you see the orange tree begins to green, you say now is the season of orange. That's environmental revelation. When you see the maize begin to bud, you say, ah, soon we are going to have maize. Environmental revelation. When you see dust begins to generate in the air, you say, Amatam period is coming. Environmental revelation. Praise God. When you see the cloud begins to gather and we're in the month of March, you say, we are waiting raining season. Environmental revelation. Environmental revelation doesn't need too much effort. It just needs ability to see a few signs. And you know, some places where we go to pay money, what they give to us is environmental revelation. You see a lady that is very fair, and then God helping you and making your revelation easy. The woman is coming to say, for 5 years I've not married spirit husband. But you may be disappointed that there are some fair people who don't have issues with spirit husband. Amen. Environmental revelations. Things that you can see. Things that you can predict. And it's possible as a Christian that you live your life all through entirely based on environmental revelation. You are moving. You are making progress based on the things that you are able to see happening in your environment. You are sensitive enough. You are sharp. You are smart to pick it up and say, ah, with the way things are this December, by January, kerosene will sell. And then you begin to buy kerosene and store them up. And then you begin to sell kerosene next year. You are likely going to hit it. That's environmental revelation. It's not bad. It's a good level to start. You can also live based on scientific revelations. Yeah. There are some people who still believe that man came out of the ape. Praise God. Man came out of the ape. So they don't believe in creation. God didn't create man anything. We evolved from being monkeys to becoming human beings. And then the question is, where are those monkeys that we evolved from? How did they suddenly vanish? Scientific revelations. So based on that, we just believe that, okay, we can possibly live our life at that level. We can also live our life at popular or human revelation. Human revelation. Just like the disciples of Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, they say, well, some people say that you are Elijah, and sometimes you talk like him, only that some other times you behave like Moses. So some people say you are Moses. So you are a little bit of Moses, a little bit of Elijah, a little bit of Jeremiah, some part of Isaiah. If we put them all together, you are a major prophet. Amen. Human or popular revelation. Some people live like that. Sometimes because of human or popular revelation, we don't even want to ask God. The moment you see something, you just ask a few persons and they say, this is this, this is it. As soon as people give revelation to it, that's what you carry. And you will be talking those people's revelation as if you heard from God. Praise God. Have you not seen some people that have given name to the sickness in their bodies when they have not even run any test? How I've seen many of such people. They have not run tests based on what his neighbor said. Neighbor said, this black thing, where do you for chest? Him been do me. So when the thing do me, when I went to the hospital, they say it's cancer of the chest. And so as soon as he leaves, begin to say, I have cancer of the chest. Who told you? Praise God. Amen. It is not every lump in a woman's breast that is a cancer. But a layman can say, yeah, it is. So a lot of time we live based on human revelation and we carry it as if we heard from God. We are so sure. And so if you go to be treated, in fact, you begin to treat yourself based on what your neighbor told you or what your friends told you. You begin to buy drugs and give yourself self-medication. But you have not even gone through a test to to be sure. Praise God. Human revelation. We just move with that. May you not be ignorant. And may God take away every spirit of foolishness in you. Praise God. Because foolishness have caused a lot of God's children what they are not supposed to suffer. Praise God. So it is possible to live based on scientific revelations, human revelation, environmental revelation. And many are living at this level of life. However, God is calling us to a higher level of life and revelation. And that is what is referred to as transforming revelation. The kind that is commanding. The type that has no respect for status. The type that has no respect for environment. The type that has no respect for sex, for age. A revelation that turns everything around. That's the level God is calling us to live our lives at. The level of a transforming revelation that you know what you are talking about. I know whom I believe. When I am fully tried, I'm going to come forth like a pure gold. That's a revelation that is not rooted in the flesh. I know that my Redeemer lives. And he will show up for me. 1,000 will fall by my left, 10,000 by my right. It will not come near me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod and his staff will comfort me. Now, the man that is saying this is not seeing anything. He has not seen any rod. He has not seen God. But he said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to be afraid. Because his rod and his staff. That's a transforming revelation. The revelation that alters your attitude. That you are smiling in the midst of storm. That's a revelation. Now, what do you think made Jesus to be sleeping in the midst of that storm? There's a revelation of himself that he had. He knew that there was no way he could be in that boat and that boat would go underground. Just, there's simply no way. So you just relax. See, a man that has charms, if you see somebody that has charm that can make him disappear, he's not afraid of accident. Praise God. Because he has so much confidence that any slightest thing, he will do what? Disappear. That's revelation. That's knowledge. He knows it in his knower. He's so convinced. So that's why God doesn't just want us to believe. He wants us to know it. Know it inside your knower that this thing cannot be different. This will be the outcome. If you mix red and white, there's a particular color it will give to you. So if you have red and white, you are too sure of what the color will be. And so if it doesn't come out like that, something is wrong with either of the two colors you use to mix. That's the level God is calling us to live at. The level of a transforming revelation. And when the revelation is rooted in God, most times, it doesn't have too much details and too much intricacies. Amen. If you notice, read your Bible. Many times when God speaks, he doesn't speak a long sentence. Amen. Thus says the Lord. Move from here to that place. Full stop. Now, so God the talk. It's not, I'm sorry if you don't understand what I'm talking about, but I'm prophesying now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I will say, oh, bong me. And I will say, let everybody clap. Let everybody clap. Let's check whether there will be road. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he said, let's check whether there will be road. And then we clap and jump and play the drum and play and play and play. And after all the jumping, he said, yeah, most of you do it. That is no road. Praise God. Ha! After all this, he said, no road. Amen. You know, they pull somebody out and bring the person to the front. Elko, you know about me. Akpa. Akpa. The man is still breathing. Praise God. Every revelation that sends fears into your spine should be checked very well. Because every prophecy comes to console, to comfort, to encourage, and to strengthen. When you hear God speak to a man who is downtrodden, after God finished talking, his attitude will change. You don't hear God and you go back home depressed. No, you didn't hear him. It wasn't God. If it is God, when he finished talking, you rise up from that place like you never had the problem before. Even when nothing has happened physically, but when you hear God, after hearing God, the Bible says when Eli finished talking to Anna, Anna left his presence and her countenance changed. And the next year, you see the result. So you don't hear God and get them more confused. Today we are hearing what people call God, and it's putting more confusion. You just go to a place, they say, ha 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 ha. Praise God. And they say, your problem is in between your leg. Your problem is in between your leg. You are getting the more confused. The problem was stomach pain before. Now they have added in between your leg. Praise God. So you were having stomach pain plus in between your leg. Two troubles now. And now, the moment they say it's in between your leg, even your mother is a suspect. Your father is a suspect. Your elder brother is a suspect. So everywhere you enter, you are just looking at people. And God is talking to you. He said, be careful. Be careful. Be careful, my son. Be careful of human beings. Now, God, can you be a little bit specific so that I know the human beings, I will be careful. Because if I become careful of all the human beings, I may lose my job. May God give you knowledge. Amen. The highest form of knowledge is revealed knowledge. Write it down. Don't forget it. The highest form of knowledge is what? Is revealed knowledge. And revealed knowledge is not taught in classroom block. Revealed knowledge is not acquired. It is revealed. Check for people who have revealed knowledge. Those are the people that are winning what we call Nobel Laureate. Because what they are bringing to the table is not what you can open textbook and see. It's not a normal thing. What they are bringing on the table is what is coming out from the inside of them. And most times, people that have revealed knowledge didn't go to school. Does it interest you to know that the man who invented electricity was not a graduate? Amen. Reveal knowledge, that's the highest form of knowledge. It just came. The Bible said God gave the sons of Issachar knowledge and they understood the times. So they knew how to tell Israelite how to go and how to come. In revealed knowledge, it's not a function of education, it's not a function of mathematics. So reveal knowledge is the highest form of knowledge. If before you enter the class for examination, you are told by God all the questions and all the answers, do you need to read? Tell me the truth. Do you need to read? You already have answers and the question. You don't need to read. You just sit down there as they bring it. You just begin to answer. Praise God. If you are a student and your teacher comes into the class, I said, I have three questions I want to ask all of you. And none of you will have the answer. You raise up your hand and say, sir, before you ask the question, I know the question. Sit down, dear idiot, stupid boy. He says, sir, let me tell you the question you want to ask. I say, okay. You tell him, this is number one question. This is number two question. This is number three question. That teacher will be afraid of you. Praise God. How does he know it? That's revealed knowledge. Reveal knowledge puts you at a vintage point. It makes you advance. It makes you wiser before the event. You already know. Many, many years before the children of Israel were captured, God told Daniel, this is what is going to happen. Revealed knowledge. He already knows it. If you have ability to predict or to know what will happen tomorrow, I'm sure that you will change your name. You change the way you walk. You change the way you talk. Praise God. Amen. The revealed knowledge is what Peter displayed in the passage we read. And he got himself keys and also was transformed from Simon to being Peter the rock. The Lord will grant you revealed knowledge.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.